everybody, and welcome to another episode of Two Bearded Losers. I am Eric from Hey Internet Eric here, and as always, I'm here with the Dr. Wolfgang to my floop, my buddy Friends. How you doing, Frenzy? I don't hear you. I don't hear your audio at all.
Oh, I'm doing amazing. Sorry, I was muted.
Jesus Christ. Last time you forgot to turn on the speaker.
I got so many buttons. I'm surrounded by buttons.
All right, what we're going to do first is we're going to cut right to the chase. Last episode, we said we were going to do the Monster Squad, and we are not going to do the Monster Squad. Something fell into our lap after we were done talking, and we decided we're going to do Rob Zombie's The Munsters. We're going to discuss that. And Frenzy, I'm going to put you on the spot. You specifically once sent me a text saying, I'm not doing any Rob Zombie movies except for Corpses. Fuck Robbie Cummings and his phony asshole. Now, after that amazing quote, and this is not going to be, you know, trash Rob Zombie night, but after that amazing quote, why did you personally decide to do the Munsters for tonight's episode?
You're kind of throwing me under the bus with that. That's called locker room talk, okay? Shop talk. You're not supposed to share that with everyone, even though I said it's okay. No, I think we've been doing this for long enough. Everyone knows where I stand on Rob Zombie.
Right.
But I'm at the point now where it's like, I don't hate him. I'm over it. I've said my piece. I'm not going to go over all those things again.
Right, no point.
But I think it was because it's like it's leaked. The movie leaked. That excites me that like some asshole like just like dropped this for everyone to see early. So that's like the kid in me. And also it's like, it's Halloween time. It's fall officially. And it's time to start watching for me. Cause I watch a lot of horror movies during the year, but this is you know, it's like the second Christmas for me.
Okay.
For a lot of people. So we need to start doing some Halloween movies, right?
Yeah. We're going
What's better than the Munsters? I don't care if Rob Zombie directed it. It doesn't matter who directed it. It's just kind of, the cherry on the shit sundae is that it's Rob Zombie.
Well, with that, we're going to get to our gimmick of reading the cover. We don't have there. Obviously, it's not a VHS, but I do have a screenshot of the Blu-ray cover. So here goes. From writer-director Rob Zombie comes the strangest love story ever told. Lily is just your typical 150-year-old lovelorn vampire looking for the man of her nightmares. That is, until she lays eyes on Herman, a 7-foot-tall green experiment with a heart of gold. It's love at first shock. I haven't read this beforehand. It's love at first shock as these two ghouls fall fangs over feet in this crazy Transylvanian romance. Unfortunately, it's not all smooth sailing in the cemetery as Lily's father, the Count, has other plans for his beloved daughter's future, and they don't involve her bumbling beau, Herman. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll howl at the moon as the Munsters make their way to Mockingbird Lane.
That's actually perfect.
Yeah, that explains it perfectly. I was not a Munsters kid. I honestly watched it here and there. My mom was an Addams Family person.
That's not a real thing, is it?
Yeah,
that's not a real thing.
As in, like, what did they watch? She always had the Addams Family on.
Everyone watched both of them. Is this a real thing? Because since the trailer dropped for the Munsters, all these people, it's Team Munsters, Team Addams Family. Are there really households that watched one or the other?
Okay, here's the thing. That's insane to me. If she watched the Munsters, I didn't know. And the Addams Family was the only one that she had on like VHS, you know, when they would have like 2 or 3 episodes. That was the only one she ever had. There was no Munsters memorabilia, no nothing. I knew of them. I had seen bits and pieces. The first time I actually sat and watched the Munsters from like beginning to end was literally after my daughter was born. And she was old enough to like comprehend the characters. And we watched it. We loved it. So I was not like super, super excited when this was coming out. Like I wasn't going to think Rob was going to trash it. I thought Rob was going to do a very good job with it because of his love for it, but there was no emotional, I guess you would say, attachment. How about you with your, you got. There you are.
Okay. Am I back?
Now you're back.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
We're holding. Praying to God. No idea. Well, I think we're still alive. I don't know if we're still alive.
Yeah, no, we're live the whole time. Just working out some technical difficulties. Okay, I think fine now. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Okay. I said how it was more so the Munsters, or the more so the Addams family in my household overall. Did you have any attachment? Did you grow up watching the show?
No. My parent, no one gave a shit about either one of them. It was something that was on TV Land. I like both of them, and mm-hmm. I just didn't have this. I didn't know anyone that was Team Addams Family or Munsters. It makes sense. So that's kind of sweet, though, that your mom was Team Addams Family.
I don't know if she was Team Addams Family, but maybe she just liked them enough or liked them more that she would actually buy them on VHS. And, like, this is what she wanted to introduce at least me to, because my brother didn't really give a shit about that type of stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know. Were these in – they our whole lives, I thought they were in reruns on TV, right? It's like –
We were a Nick at Night family, and they were never on Nick at Night.
I thought it was TV Land. You know when they got their own network?
We never got that.
It was like the Nick at Night network.
Yeah, we never got that.
No, but I've been made aware of it now because Rob Zombie made this movie. It's very divisive.
I've noticed that too, and we're definitely going to get into it. I want to say hey to Dennis and Ginger Ninja in the chat. Dennis is probably already half drunk, if not full. And he says, my take is he loves Rob Zombie, but he hated the movie. And he's waiting for the Munsters Cheese Pizza promotion, which I'm surprised there hasn't really been any tie-ins to this movie either. I did not know that this was going to be a prequel going in. I mean, I saw the trailer, and then I watched it once, and I gave up because I didn't really give a shit about the trailer. I thought it looked really awful. But I had high hopes because I knew Rob loves these characters. You know what I mean? He's got a song about the dragster, you know. He does everything universal. So I figured he would put his heart and soul into this. So when I had to watch this twice, because the first time I watched it, I was texting you. It was like after midnight. I was drunk off my ass. I had to watch it a second time sober. And I will say this, you know, there's the camp that fucking hates this movie. There's the camp that, you know, loves it. I did enjoy it more the second time I watched it, because sometimes movies do require a second time viewing to enjoy it more. I think because I knew what the tone of this was, because it's the Munsters is a goofy fucking show. You know what I mean? It really, really is. And once I knew how goofy the tone of this one was going to be, I kind of ran with it more. The characters, certain characters annoyed me a lot less. Certain characters I loved even more. And like I said, for the show now, my new rule is no phone unless it's like you texting me something. That's the only text message.
Wait, or like, why is that a new rule?
No, new rule for me.
No, I mean, why is that new? Shouldn't have a phone when you're watching a movie.
Well, it depends on like if it's something I've seen 100 times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if that's true. But if you've never seen it, come on. Turn the fucking phone off.
Well, that's what I did. I put the phone down.
Do you go to the movies and you're on your phone?
No.
I hope to God not.
No. No, because that's distracting, because you see the light out of the side of your fucking eye, and then you want to see who's texting what instead of...
A lot of people don't care. It's insane.
That's stupid. So...
So second time I, not drunk, second time not I on watched, your phone.
Not on my watch. And... I still love my favorite characters in this movie are not the Munsters. You know, surprise, surprise. It's Dr. Wolfgang and his assistant Floop the Hunchback. Because I like Floop so much. He is just so fun. He is so stupid, and he is so blunt and to the point. He reminds me a bit of myself, you know what I mean? Because there's that one scene where, you know, we're in the world. Monsters exist. They're hunting down a zombie because they want to put Herman together. So they're hunting down a zombie for his hands because he's like a world-famous pianist or something like that. And he kills them. you know, Dr. Wolfgang kills the zombie again. And then they say something like how he's a, what did he say? He says like he's a foul, disgusting, decomposing, you know, being or something like that. And then Floop looks at him, he's just like, yeah, he's a real sack of crap, all right. It's stuff like, he kind of reminded, you know what he did? He kind of reminded me a little bit of Dick Butkus from Hamburger, the motion picture. Because he's just so blunt, he's so disgusting.
Yeah.
And you can't help but love him. And I really, like I said, when these guys are on screen, Richard Brake and, was it Jorge Garcia, I think. The dude from Lost, big fat dude from Lost.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have perfect chemistry. You have the straight man, somewhat, in Dr. Wolfgang, and then you just have Floop. You know what I mean? Just, you know, shooting down everything. And I thought that was such fun. It brought me in, and it got me wanting to see more of them, because they're sprinkled out throughout this movie.
Yeah.
And after Herman and Lily, sadly, once they get married, there is no more Augustus or Dr. Wolfgang and Floop. But these were definitely my favorite characters overall, which, like I said, is weird. You know, it's a monsters movie, and your favorite characters aren't the monsters.
Yeah. Well, it's a prequel. I kind of understand where he's coming from, Rob mm-hmm. Zombie, in that a lot of these iconic TV shows, like, just for instance, like the Brady Bunch,
mm-hmm.
when they made the movie version, it was take the TV show and the characters from that show and put that in the real world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the original Munsters is, too. It's like they're normal, kind of sophisticated people, unlike the ones in this movie,
mm-hmm.
Which are just straight up caricatures. And that's not a negative thing. I'm just saying the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the original Munsters, and they're normal people that just happen to look like monsters. And then mm-hmm. it gives them all of this, this source, all this material to make these bad puns and things about, you know, haunted houses and vampires and stuff. But they're still just 60s. They're very generic 60s parents, like mm-hmm. sitcom parents.
Right.
That's not what this movie's like at all. But Brady Bunch took that and put it in the real world, so you got that contrast.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he didn't want to do that, even though that's kind of what the Munsters is, because it's kind of been done a lot, put these kooky weirdos in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So he just did a straight-up prequel, which is a tease to the actual Munsters, right?
Right, because the whole thing is a tease. There's no Eddie, there's no Marilyn, and that's why he's not called Grandpa. He's the Count.
And I'm not... This is not me. This is not even a negative, really. It's just, it's unfortunate that we're in this bubble now, this time period where everything has to be trilogies mm-hmm. and setups for other things. I kind of wish that this was just a Munsters movie,
mm-hmm.
but after you get over all that stuff, the actor that I liked a lot in this,
mm-hmm.
Because I think that the Holy Three, none of them really are playing the characters from the show.
They're like doing the personalities their own version,
way off.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever the dude is that played Herman Munster,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, I love him. And he's not doing the what's his name from Pet Sematary?
Fred Gwynn.
He's not doing the Fred Gwynn at all.
Just a laugh, little bit.
There's little tiny things, little mm-hmm. Easter eggs and stuff and homages, but he's doing mm-hmm. his own thing. I love that guy. I like his energy.
Jeff Daniel Phillips, he's a Rob Zombie regular. He was in 31. You wouldn't know.
I'm going to see it eventually.
Okay, he's in 31. He's one of the main characters in 31.
Yeah.
He's in Devil's Rejects. I think he's in Three from Hell. But
So I don't have any, I don't have any favorite characters. I do like, is it Fluke or what's his name?
Floop.
Floop.
Is the hunchback.
I loved him, and I thought the doctor was great too, because he just hates him and he thinks he's just a sack of shit. And
it reminded me, you know, it reminded me of Ren and Stimpy a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do they need to be in this movie? It's weird to have these side comic relief characters in a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of like obviously had a huge impact because it's your favorite character in the whole movie.
Yeah.
To me, they kind of, you know, steal the show a little bit.
They do.
But I really like that doctor too. And I love his lines. He's talking about, I'm still using the smartest brain.
Yeah.
That actor, everyone tells me, my brother was just telling me he's amazing in 31, like a psychopath.
He's Doomhead in 31.
I gotta see that.
31 I loved. It's my favorite after Devil's Rejects for Rob Zombie movies. But yeah, he's in 31. He's in Halloween 2. He is Sid Haig's replacement in Three from Hell, you know, the third, I guess, family member. So he's another Rob Zombie regular. When I first watched this, I found Herman obnoxious. I found him annoying.
He is.
But I liked him a lot more the second time I watched this because I got it. You know what I mean? He's not trying to be Fred Gwynn because you can't. It's let's bring back Pet Sematary again. Even if you really liked the remake, and we're both John Lithgow fans, huge John Lithgow fans, if John Lithgow tried to be Fred Gwynn, it would have sucked.
But
he did his own version of it.
At the same time, I think John Lithgow can blow Fred Gwynn out of the fucking water. Like, they're both professional, classy actors.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem was John Lithgow is still alive in your Pet Sematary movie, and you pussed out and made him this laughable version of Judd. Like, they should have told John Lithgow, go all out, right? Pull a John Lithgow, like, do something interesting and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't. And he's just... Everyone in that movie's watered down and kind of just everyone thinks the acting's really good. That's the first thing people tell me when they're defending Pet Sematary. It's like, I don't care. I don't want to talk about the remake, but everyone's like, you got to admit the acting's really good. That's not what I like about Pet Sematary. No, the original Pet Sematary, which me and my brother just saw a few days ago, we saw the remastered version at the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. And it's not because they're great actors, except for Fred Gwynn.
Right.
Who's amazing. It's kind of like, I liked how, you know, over the top everyone is. It's almost a little cartoonish on purpose in this like gothic fucked up movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. So I don't know what I'm talking about. I just wish John Lithgow. It's like whoever directed the new Pet Sematary has never seen a John Lithgow movie before.
Uh-huh.
And they just needed some old actor who has name recognition. Like, Jesus Christ, what a waste. And we'll get into this because I'm not, I'm not shit on Rob Zombie, or I'm not going to say anything negative. I didn't hate this movie as much as at my first impression, because I had to watch it twice too.
Mm-hmm.
First impression, obviously, I was a little bothered.
Yeah.
That this is what Rob Zombie turned out, because even for people like me that I don't like Rob Zombie, I was expecting something more like the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we get this weird rom-com thing. All that aside, the one thing that I think he had a lot of good ideas, unlike most of his movies, which is like he's got one tiny good idea and just this big world of shit.
Okay.
It's a house of cards. Like, Rob Zombie movies are like houses of cards to me. This one, the old Munsters is representative of, they're making fun of the moms and dads and families of that time period. It's of the 60s, right?
Right.
And I love that, but you can't do that today. Mm-hmm. He can't just do a Fred Gwynn from the 60s. They can't do a Leave It to Beaver type thing, because people won't, especially younger people, don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, they won't get
That's been done 1,000 times. So I was thinking the whole time I'm watching it, like, why didn't he do modern versions of these characters? Like, I really like the idea of Herman being like this hack stand-up comedian or musician.
Yeah.
And he's not really in this. If they would have leaned into that, because what's it, Lily?
Mm-hmm.
In the show, she's just a straight up 60s mom.
Yeah.
Right? And in this movie, she's some weirdo amalgamation of what's his wife's name?
Who's what? Sherry Moon Zombie.
Sherry Moon Zombie, whatever she came up with, it's this weird amalgamation of all these different moms. It's not Lily at all.
Right.
I wish she would have just done a modern, I don't even know what I'm trying to explain. Like, TV doesn't really exist anymore.
Right.
I just think they should have been representative of people of the now, like loser podcasters, musicians. Everyone wants to be a stand-up comedian. It would have been so amazing if he brought a little I always say edge. I'm not saying edge, but relevance mm-hmm. to these right. characters, because that's not how women are today either. Like, he could have really played on that and brought us something, mm-hmm. elevated this material, which is funny because we're talking about the Munsters.
Right.
To more than what it is, which I don't know what this is. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know if anyone does. But that's it. That's like, if my negative, the one pet peeve or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, I don't even know what to call this. Nitpick.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate it. I just think there's so many good things happening, and I don't even know if he's aware of it. He's touching on them, but man, it would have been amazing if they were more relatable characters instead of whatever these are. Mm-hmm. I laughed a few times, I'll admit. Yeah. My favorite part of the whole movie. Just get to that, and then you go on your spiel.
Sure, go ahead.
I think my favorite part that really reminded me of the Munsters, or any of those, like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a Munsters expert or Addams Family.
Right.
I watched those passively as a child, right? I love the movie, the Addams Family movie, the first two. Jesus Same Christ, here. Those are amazing.
Yeah.
So I know Rob Zombie's got like 50 years of all these different versions and things on his shoulder. Like, how can you make a good Munsters movie today anyway? He's got mm-hmm. an impossible task before him. But long story short, when Herman comes to life and the doctor's trying to show him off on the show, uh-huh. that's my favorite part. Especially when he cuts, he's like, he has all these expectations, and he's like, okay, mm-hmm. let's get to the music, because he's fucking everything up. And yes. he sits down at the piano. That's my favorite part of the whole movie.
I know. And he just destroys the fucking piano by just bashing it with his...
Yeah, I spit out laughing.
I did too. And again, like I said, Roger's in the chat. Hi, Roger. He... I knew he would be here because he absolutely loathed this movie. Jamie's here. Nice to see you, Jamie. Jennifer Tochi says she's not watched the movie and she hates it already. She should know better than that. Watch it.
No, first. No, exactly. Let me interrupt you for a second. Like, yeah. Roger, come on. Like, if you...
He hated this movie.
God, honestly, like, if you hate this movie and you actually watched it, then the joke's on you. It's a Rob Zombie movie. Like, uh-huh. you should know better going into this. And all these people in the chat are saying, I love Rob Zombie, but this movie's terrible. What are you talking about? What were you expecting from Rob Zombie? Everyone has these unrealistic expectations because he's a super fan. As if, mm-hmm. name your favorite 10 movies or the greatest 10 movies ever made. None of them are made by super fans. Like, right. oh, Rob Zombie's going to do a good job because he loves the Munsters. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to do something else original. Like, all of his other movies are, even though I hate them, they're still original, right?
Or right.
They're trying to be. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand all these people shitting on the Munsters. Like, why'd you watch it? It's fucking Rob Zombie.
It's just, I have no idea. But one
just
thing
watch
is...
the show.
Yeah. One thing, like I said, we'll stay on Herman just for a second. Because, like I said, it took a second viewing, and now that I knew that he wasn't trying to be Fred Gwynn, and, you know, you mentioned the piano part. That is what set the tone for me more, because I liked, you know, it was a little nod to Young Frankenstein, Flute Picks the Wrong Brain.
Yeah.
Because twin brothers happened to die on the same fucking day. One was this brilliant scientist, this brilliant doctor, and one was, like, this retarded stand-up comic.
I felt that vibe the whole time.
Yeah. I loved it. And again, once you get past it, like, it was, for me, it was kind of like, you know, deep cut or whatever. Jared Leto's Joker. Once you knew what he was doing with that character, it's not as bad as everyone says. You know what I mean? Because I like Jared Leto's Joker. I liked this Herman once I realized what they were doing with the character. And I really liked some of this actor's quips, because eventually I'm just going to call him Grandpa instead of the Count. But when Grandpa comes in, and Grandpa's, you know, talking shit about Herman, hates him. Every now and then, Herman will get this, you know, this little quip in. I love this a lame fucking stupid joke when it's dinner time. And it's the first time Herman's invited over to Castle Dracula or whatever it is. You know, they're in Transylvania for 90% of the movie. And he hates Herman so much. He looks down at him with disgust, this and that. You know, they have this little banter where he's taking forever to get into the house with the flowers and stuff like that. And then Herman, he's starting to pick it up. He knows that this guy's shitting on me. He hates me. He wants to embarrass me in front of his super pretty daughter. And he says something how do you keep an old, decrepit, grumpy-ass vampire with nothing better to do in his life in suspense? And then Daniel Roebuck, he is amazing as Grandpa, in my opinion. He's like what the haters of what Jeff Daniel Phillips is doing to Herman. He's representing them, in my opinion, because he's always rolling his eyes. He hates the jokes. He hates everything about him. He's like, no, what? And then Jeff Daniel Phillips, you know, it's that stupid joke. I'll tell you later. It worked, in my opinion, because it was Herman finally showing a little bit of brains, a little bit of balls towards the Count. You know what I mean? He's finally giving some of that shit back to him. And that, yeah, in my opinion, made Herman likable to me. You know, he wasn't just, and he wasn't in the show. He wasn't just this big buffoon. No. You know what I mean? He always had, you know, the words of wisdom for Eddie and stuff like that. So it made him, I don't know if endearing is the right word, but it made him more likable to me.
No, that's like in the show, he's actually on just a normal dad. But mm-hmm. whenever Fred Gwynne did the zany laughing sort of thing, usually it was, so it's just an exaggeration of what a real dad would do. Like when he's leaving mm-hmm. to go to work, he's all like, you know, laughing out the house because he's getting away from his bitch wife and his children. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like escapism. He exaggerates some of that stuff, but I like all of the you know, the more boring moments with Fred Gwynne. Mm-hmm. Not the over-the-top stuff. But what you're saying, I think there's a lot of zingers in this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is coming from someone who hates Rob Zombie. Right. I think he's a terrible writer. And like, don't ever try to do a Marx Brothers movie. I don't care how much money he throws at it.
Uh-huh.
He got a few good ones in here. And what you were talking about, the Herman Munster, that's the thing they should have went harder on, was that he was part comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Or just make him, instead of half musician or whatever that was, he should have just been total hack comedian. I think that was like, you know, he was just born. Mm-hmm. So it's starting to kick in. Like, that's a natural thing with like stand-ups, having to, you know, turn it back on people, hecklers and stuff. But I, the one thing I'm going to disagree with you here, and I don't want to be negative or anything,
mm-hmm.
the actor Roebuck.
Daniel Roebuck.
I think he's fantastic. Not in this movie.
Really?
I loved when he played Jay Leno. I love when he shows up in movies and does bit parts. I think he didn't do bad in this movie. I just think that he's not Grandpa, and he's mm-hmm. not, he didn't come, it's not different enough in an interesting way.
Really?
I didn't like him at all. Like, honestly. Really? Him or Lily, I think they're just both kind of, I hate to use the word meh,
because
I hate that word, but.
Right. Lily, okay.
I'm saying, the robot guy is way too talented in real life to have put, I think his performance should have been, his character and his performance should have been way better than this.
Mm-hmm.
He's too talented.
We'll get the elephant out of the room because everyone, you know, even, how do I say
wait, this? What's the elephant?
Well, no, Sherry Moon Zombie is Lily. Is, you know, everyone always says, you know, why does Rob Zombie put his wife in all of his movies? Rob Zombie, you know, she can't act, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It's his movie. He does what he wants. Tarantino does the same thing. Kevin Smith puts the same shitty actor sometimes in his movies.
Wait.
No.
This is a thing people say?
Yeah.
Because it's a stretch to call her an actor, actress, or whatever. Right. Is she really an actor, or is...
No.
He married some stripper and puts her in his
movies. He married a dancer. That's what she's not an actress. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just guessing she's
a stripper. She wasn't a stripper. She was actual stage dancer, and then she joined them on tour for White Zombie, and then she got involved with Rob when he went solo.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What do people say?
Well, you know, this is
my favorite part. What do people say?
It's the usual, you know, she's only there because she's hot. She's only there because she's married to Rob Zombie. She can't act, blah, blah. She's not, like you said, she's not a fucking actress. She's going to be in his movie regardless. In this, she's not awful. She's just there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's just playing something different. It's like, it's not the thing you're expecting from the show. It's this like weird, doing this spaced out thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is or what that's unless... Some hardcore Munster fans will. I don't remember that. Like,
yeah.
This weird, like, she's in the fucking Dark Shadows movie that Johnny Depp was in. She's one of these. It's this weird thing.
She tried to be like a weird vampire. That's how I took it.
Yeah, and see, she should have just been a mom.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually funnier.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I'm not shitting her. Keep going.
No, and what I'm saying is she's not awful. She's just there. You know, she tried something. It just didn't work, in my opinion. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's all it is. I
Same
think
thing
a lot...
with Grandpa. He's trying too, and he was closer to the money.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hit it home for me, but keep going.
Well, that's the main thing I was going to get out of it, because there's really nothing much else to say about the Lily character. She's just there to fall in love with Herman. There are some bits with her, with Herman, that I kind of love, and I know I'm not even going to pay attention to a lot of the chat, because a lot of it is just hating on the movie.
Yeah.
And a few of the people haven't even seen the fucking movie and they're still hating on it. So that's fine. But I know Roger's in there, and one of those scenes he said he hated the Sonny and Cher scene. It was very rough. Ugh. It was very rough, but I also liked the little other courtship stuff that they were doing. It was cheesy. It was schmaltzy, but it fit the tone of the movie, in my opinion. I think a lot of problems people will have is they can't separate. Like, they're expecting something, and they got this. You know, their expectations were so high because they love the Munster so much.
Yeah, and Rob Zombie loves the Munster so much. Your expectations are the Munsters, and you... This is the thing. Once I realized this isn't the Munsters, the second mm-hmm. time,
right?
Because I have to have something positive to say,
right?
I'm done shit on Rob Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Once you realize this is not the Munsters, it's this all its own different thing. I just got over that, and
yeah.
I just don't think. Wait, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I did want to say something about Sherry Moon Zombie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do people actually think she, like, ruins these movies? Or
yeah.
What's the official position from Chuds?
The official Chud position, I guess you would say, is that she's just there because she's his hot wife, and she doesn't add anything to the films because she's a shit actress.
Yeah, well, I think his movies are shit. So I'm actually defending Rob Zombie in this instance.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually a brilliant decision to put her in all of his movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's representative of the tone and the types of films that he makes. It's mm-hmm. it's like, it's perfect.
Right.
She is perfect for all of these movies
mm-hmm.
in this white trash stripper kind of fucked up sort of way. I don't mm-hmm. understand that at all. That's so bizarre to me. What should he put, like, okay, let's say you take her out and you put in a legitimate actress.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's even more fucked up because it's a Rob Zombie movie. Mm-hmm. Why would you put a legitimate actress aside from... No, but he does have a few good, what's his name? And Sid Haig's amazing.
Bill Moseley's always amazing.
Yeah, maybe they're right. I just think they can't all be perfect. It makes sense to me. Like, at the end of the day, this kind of white trash, shitty actress in his movies,
mm-hmm.
it makes sense to me. I don't get it. I don't know why they hate her.
Oh, 1 second. I'm going to shut the window. We got rain. So 1 second, bud. That thunder was all the chuds coming after you for
we're not here
right
to try to figure out why people hate things. I don't even care what people think.
I don't
give a shit. We're here to say what we think,
right?
And I'm saying I hate Rob Zombie's guts. And once you get over this is not a Munsters movie, it's kind of funny. It's kind of, it's a stupid-ass Halloween movie. Like, it's not all bad, right? Is there something good? Wait, is there something good about this movie?
I want to get back to Grandpa because you hated him. You, no, that's fine. I just wanted to get the whole Sherry thing out of the way.
I didn't hate anyone. I didn't hate Grandpa. I didn't hate Lily. I just think Lily and Grandpa, not interesting, or, like, they should have... If you can't do the original character justice,
mm-hmm.
whatever that means,
yeah,
come up with something more original. They were just boring.
Really? Because, see, in my opinion, I thought Grandpa, to me, he reminded me of Al Lewis as Grandpa in the original show.
Didn't have that energy. It's just like sitting around with a mustache. The Al Lewis energy is mm-hmm. like part of that character. I mean, just like... So vaudevillian, over the top,
mm-hmm.
constant movement and emotions. And this dude, who I love, I think is a great actor, the whole movie, it's just this one face, one emotion. He's just kind of pissed off the whole time.
I don't don't know, because like I like the scenes where, like, again, it you had the scene where he's trying to make, you know, a new lover for Lily, and instead of Tarzan, he makes Cheetah. You know, that kind of fit with the tone of the TV show.
No, the gag did, but yeah. Him, his character and his acting, his performance, the whole thing.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Not for me.
One thing, another thing I loved, and I love the look of this movie. I love, again, I always bring it back. I mean, it's like, you know, neon. Someone threw up neon all over the screen. I love the colors of this. I love the look of the house. I love the look of everything. I love the look of the characters. I was against Grandpa having a mustache. I grew to it. You know, I thought everything looked fun in this film. I think everything looked pretty. Even during scenes that were kind of stupid, you know what I mean? Like when they're finally in Mockingbird Heights and it's the Halloween party and they're dancing to techno music. I didn't like that because I'm not a techno fan, you know, the whoopty fucking do. But it still looked fun. It still looked pretty. You know, there's sometimes you had those, what would you call them? Well, it kind of like they reminded me of Creepshow. You know, you had like the moving background behind everybody. I thought that looked fun.
Those are
that
cool.
Those were really cool. The only thing I didn't really like, you know, I didn't really get was when they're with Elvira. She's the realtor, and they're driving through L.A., and it's like new, it's like drawings. That I didn't get. I just thought that was just Rob trying to be quirky. But overall, I love the look of this. I love, and it's really, really stupid. Like, I'll admit, this whole gag is stupid, is when Lily, before Herman is even created, she goes on a date with Count Orlok from Nosferatu. And he is like the most boring motherfucker in the world. She hates him because all he does is talks about himself at dinner and his pet rats. And then he tries to invite her over to his castle. And he turns on this neon sign and says, if the castle or the coffin's rocking, don't come a knocking. And he's dancing and doing this whole, you know,
techno vampire song.
I fucking loved it because it's so out there. It shouldn't be in a Munsters movie. And once you, again, second viewing, you realize it's not a fucking Munsters movie. You know what I mean? It's not like the TV show. I ran with it. And then I'm glad that I watched it a second time, because there's little bits and pieces of stuff behind, you know, just gags that are visual. Because once there's a storyline where Lester, Lily's werewolf brother, tricks Herman into selling Castle Dracula or whatever. And they have to move to Mockingbird Heights. And they're sitting there and they're bummed and they're trying to figure out what to do. And one of them's reading the newspaper. And like I said, Count Orlok, he was talking about how these are my children, you know, my mice, you know, this is Betty, this is Lucifer, whatever. You see the headline says vampire eaten by pet mice. And it's a picture of Count Orlok.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. See, that kind of stuff, you know, that made me laugh out loud. That kind of stuff, say what you will about you personally, about Rob's writing. That stuff is kind of, it reminds me of these like sitcom jokes, these little quirky things. And that was a lot of fun to me.
Yeah.
I loved it.
There's a lot of those. And I think even with sitcoms, it's all about volume. You have to write, there can't be any silence. There has to be joke, 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 joke. Mm-hmm. Just like in this movie, some of them hit.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole Orlok thing is just not a ripoff, a straight up influence by What We Do in the Shadows.
Probably.
I haven't seen the show, but I love the movie.
I haven't seen that either.
It seems like right out of that. But I stand by it. I think Rob Zombie's a terrible writer. the least funny human being on the planet. But, a broke clock is right twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
You write 1,000 jokes in your movie, some of them are going to land.
Right.
I just think at the end of the day, this is... I'm expecting a monster movie.
Right.
I don't think anyone watching this, unless you're a really hardcore Rob Zombie fan, and you know everything, you know so much about the monsters that you don't want to see the monsters. You want to see something different, because for the sake of difference, something being different. Unless you're that person, I think anyone watching this, even the Orlok scene, all this stuff, are thinking, I don't care about any of this. I just want to see the family, mm-hmm. Eddie, the niece, who brings home dudes that always run away.
Yeah.
In the house, in the neighborhood. And this is the one time where he's doing all this world building stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's putting a lot of effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
I acknowledge that. But I don't care. And I don't think anyone else does. Like, I think most people don't give a shit. And it's just unfortunate because he's trying so hard to do something different when it's so obvious you just do the monsters. But that's just, I still didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I still think you should watch this if you're, you know, drunk or high and wanting some Halloween. But you were talking about specifically, I'm trying to be positive. Mm-hmm. The look of it, the ridiculous, everything's green and it's mostly just green. Like, he has lots of colors greens and blues in every scene, but almost everything's green.
Yeah, green, blue, and red. Yeah.
But I appreciated it, like, after 5 minutes, I was like, oh, well, this is just going to be the whole movie.
Yeah.
I appreciate that he went hard with it. He never let up. And, like, hate it or love it, that takes effort and commitment to tell people that are working for you when you're making this movie that they've been in the industry for 30 years, all these people, just to tell them, I want my movie to look like a Spirit Halloween Technicolor throw up.
Pretty much, yeah.
That takes balls. And he did it. So that's a positive. I give him credit for that. Because the whole goddamn movie looks like this. And it's ridiculous.
I love it so much.
Yeah. It works. I think it works.
And it is nice because, you know, it is a prequel. We do get a little bit of nods to the show. We do find out where Spot came from. You know, they find him in the sewers under Paris and they bring him home. I really like that. Uncle Gil shows up in a scene, you know, the Gil man.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is fun to me. And some of the gags, you know, I really like when they go to Paris and they're now outside of Transylvania. So we're starting to get that whole, hey, we look like freaks, people don't like us gimmick that the show is known for. It's starting to become more monsters, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And I don't care. It's stupider than shit. I love when they go to the outside cafe and everybody's, you know, I don't know if Rob Zombie hates the French, but they all look like a bunch of pigs, the way they're eating food and being snobs and stuff like that. I love, like, the one lady, how she's slurping the spaghetti and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sure he hates the French for real.
And they have the mime in the background doing mime things. You know, Lily's like, oh, that's the epitome of French culture, some bullshit. Everybody gets scared, and he speeds up everything like the fucking TV show. You know what I mean? As they're running away. And it's just a stupid bit. I love how the mime still is a mime when he's scared. He literally pulls out his heart. Like, well, he doesn't, like, really pull it out, but as a mime.
He mimes it.
He mimes his heart, and then he just, like, makes it explode. He falls down on the ground. That shit, to me, I laughed out loud. Another Floop scene. I love how Floop came up with the name Herman Munster. It's Jeez. Literally. Yeah, it literally. You know, because. Because
he's fat.
Well, Dr. Wolfgang, he wants to call him Uranus. He's like, wow, he's going to be hard enough being a freak, and you're going to give him the name Uranus. And then, again, it's this whole, like, odd couple, random stimulus. He's like, oh, well, what are you going to call him? I don't know. How about Herman? I had a pet spider named Herman once. Okay.
Oh, I thought I thought it was reminded of Munster. How do you say what that cheese?
Well, that's what it was. He says, oh, what about Herman? You know, I had a pet spider named Herman once. You know, I liked him a lot. And then, okay, well, what about a last name? I don't know. Munster?
Yeah.
And then Wolfgang mishears him. Monster? You want to call him Herman Monster? He's like, no, not Monster. Munster. Because he's eating a sandwich. He's like, he lifts up the bread. He's like, you know, like the cheese. You know, that type of stupid shit got me laughing out loud. And I loved it. I love.
Wait, you're falling back though. You're falling back to Fopple and the doctor or whatever his name is. We already established that.
Right.
We both love that, but we got to get to, you know, stay on the movie outside of the what's his name again? Flopple.
Floop.
Floop.
Yeah. FLOOP.
No, I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, that's okay.
I don't know why I said that. I'm just saying your safety net is Floople and the doctor.
No, this. I guess you would say it's a safety net. Trust me, I know the problems of this movie.
No, I don't want to. give me some more stuff that you loved.
I thought the ending was kind of funny because Herman gets trashed. He's drunk at their Halloween party. First off, I love seeing Herman drunk on a plane because, you know, when they're flying Air Transylvania and he's like drunk on a plane from Shirley Temple's,
mm-hmm.
and the airline or the stewardess, she's so scared to give him one. She comes out, she hands him like the second Shirley Temple, and she's got a parachute on, and then she literally like jumps out the plane to get away from him. That shit's funny. I like watching Herman being drunk, escorted from the plane. But I like the end, like, because I'm just going to call her Elvira. When Elvira is driving them through Mockingbird Heights to take him to buy a house that is not 1313 Mockingbird Lane. It's Halloween time. It's the gag, you know, they see everybody in costumes. They think this is a normal neighborhood type of bullshit. They're out there partying with everybody, getting drunk, dancing, having fun. They need money. Grandpa's happy to get $1,500 check for best costumes. That's where Herman gets his job at, a mortuary, I think it is, or an undertaker place.
Yeah.
I like the very next day when he walks out. And again, it's cool because it's daytime. And again, with the green and mixed with the blue sky, he sticks out like a fucking sore thumb. And he comes out and he's looking and everyone's normal. I love the way Jeff Daniel Phillips has his little freak out. You know what I mean? And how Rob kind of makes, I guess you say, the normies, you know, humans, how he blurs the vision. You know what I mean? If you watch it, they're you can't see them crystal clear. They're blurry. So that's how Herman's seeing them like monsters and he's freaking out. I love that shit. I thought that was a really funny way to end the film. Aside from the whole homage to the black and white with the Herman busting through the door and Grandpa with the shovel and stuff.
Yeah, that reminds me of Edward Scissorhands. The same way that when he shows up in the whatever that neighborhood's called, he sticks out like a sore thumb and all of the inhabitants of that neighborhood are the monsters.
Yeah, they're the freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's similar. I mean, the idea.
Right.
Better movie, but...
lot better movie. That's really it. I mean, there isn't a lot to this movie because again,
wait. It's not it. Let me ask you something.
Yeah. Sure.
You were talking about some of the things you liked. I don't remember specifically how it just clicked in my mind that the Herman Munster, this is kind of like, I don't know if it would admit to it or whatever. It's kind of autobiographical elements to this. Rob Zombie infused a little bit of him and his wife in these characters. Like, you know, when she's, I'm just saying from just watching it, like he's this musician and he's writing he's like this arrogant asshole talking about how he can just pull great songs out of his ass. And she like falls head over heels with him. I'm saying, is there anything more to that? Maybe.
I honestly don't really know
Oh, it was the Paris thing. Because when Herman's walking down the street and he's like, you know what? Paris is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, I don't know about Rob Zombie's opinion on Paris, but a lot of people hate Parisians in Paris. Like one of my heroes, Frank Zappa, he thinks it's one of the worst, he thought it was one of the worst places on the planet.
Okay.
So what do you think about that? Is there anything to that? And Cheryl Moon, whatever, in these characters at all?
I don't really know about them too much in their personal life because all I really know about Rob is he grew up in Salem. You know, his grandparents were carnies, like literal carnies. And I don't know if, you know, how he looks at the world, but he's pretty much just stuck in the 70s and he likes to stay at home and watch TV. You know what I mean? He's easily annoyed. So that could be maybe a little bit how, you know, I don't see Rob Zombie having fun walking down the streets of fucking Paris. He's going to get annoyed by those people. You know what I mean? He'd rather be at home.
But he would make the best of it, right? And then make fun of them.
He would. He would. Like,
well, you know, he tours there a lot. He has to go through Europe and.
Well, that he's making money. He's not just going to go, I'm going to fucking go to Paris.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But I can imagine Rob and his wife, like, they got a day off from tour. He's like, let's go do the Paris thing like normal people. And there, yeah. It's really like the Munsters, like them two walking down the streets.
I can maybe see Sherry trying to make the best of it. And then Rob's just like, this is fucking boring. Let's go back to the hotel. You know what I mean?
You know,
this
like,
isn't that great.
On your shirt, that Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
The persona, the it's not fake. I'm saying it's his, it's a character. Like, that's not him in real life, obviously.
Right.
Like, I kind of do like Rob Zombie in real life. I think he'd be cool to have a beer with. You know what I mean?
I'll say this. Say what you want about his movies, his writing, his music, what you don't like about him. Sit down and watch an interview with the guy and how fucking smart and educated he is.
Totally agree.
You know? And we bring it up on American Werewolf in New Jersey a lot because we like Rob Zombie movies. And he was talking about it's a lot easier to act with a person physically because Rob was telling Joe once, he said he was watching The Phantom Menace. And he's like, Liam Neeson, he's a fantastic actor, but why is he so shitty in this fucking Star Wars movie? And then he's like, I realized because he's acting with a tennis ball. You know what I mean? Rob is so smart and just so down to earth. And he like you said, he seems like a person you could just hang out with a beer. You know, have a beer.
Oh, yo, I just want to talk movies and watch horror movies with him.
Excuse me. I wouldn't really want to work with him on a movie as a set designer, though. Because I don't know if I talked to it was Mike in Jersey or if it was you, is he always had these big extravagant making of documentaries for his movie. He's gonna have an hour long one on the Munsters, which I'm gonna find. And now you're going again. There you go. You keep going in and out. Okay. It was this 3-hour making of documentary on the first Halloween, and it was showing how kind of anal retentive he is with how he wants the set. And I could see how he would get annoying, like if you're working, because he's like, no, I don't want the cobwebs here. I want the cobwebs here. And I want them like this. No, get this shit out of here. The cobwebs go like this and that. So he has this vision and he seems like he's so stubborn that it's his way or the highway that way. But I would still want to kind of sit down with him and pick his brain.
Yeah. I think that's the same way with all auteurs and real great artists and directors. They're all assholes, and they have a vision, and they want things done exactly. I mean, the good ones, the great ones. He just happens to make trash that I don't understand. I don't think any of his it doesn't make a fuck where the cobweb is in your shitty Halloween movie. Mm-hmm. You're fucking Michael Myers is 10 feet tall, and it's the whole movie's about explaining his backstory away. Like, you know what I mean? Get caught up in the details of your spider webs when you're like, you're building a whole remake about perceived plot holes from this classic movie. Like, go fuck yourself. Seriously. Make your own goddamn, version, not version of Halloween. Make your own classic slasher or whatever. You can't. You can't do it. You just can't, because you're focused on fucking where your spider web's supposed to be in the reboot. Like, well, people can talk. I'm not going to shit on Rob Zombie, but he can't make a classic like Hollywood. Like, he's a garbage man who just recycles all these other people's ideas. He's like Quentin Tarantino. That's the same reason Quentin Tarantino. Oh, I wish I could make a great horror movie. You can't. You never will. You wrote a fucking half-decent vampire movie. You'll never direct a good horror movie because you just can't.
Right.
It's insane.
I just don't get it. Like, when someone does, you know, I don't want to go on too big of a tangent. Why is it when, like, Rob Zombie, you know, takes an influence from another film, he's ripping someone off. But, like, if Quentin Tarantino, he can get away with it by people will say, oh, it's just an homage.
Because, all great artists do that. But Quentin Tarantino just does it way better. Okay. Way better than Rob Zombie.
Well, and I was just picking Rob as an example.
I'm sure they're both equally smart and all of these things, and you want to hang out with them or whatever. Quentin Tarantino just does it. He has a track record of doing it way better.
Right. That's, to me, the difference. I was just picking Rob out of a hat.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and defend Quentin Tarantino, but come on, writing-wise, he blows fucking Rob Zombie out of the wall. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Right.
So, yeah, I hate Rob Zombie.
And on that note, I guess we
no, wait. You got more to say.
You got more to say?
No, you got. We got to. Well, we still got to do our fun factor score.
Well, no, I'm not ending. I'm just talking about, are we done with Munster talk pretty much?
No, you got nothing else written down or anything?
Not really. Because, like I said, I enjoyed it more the second time, and a lot of it were like the funny bits that got me laughing.
Yeah.
But,
that's what, you know, we're trying to do here with the fun factor. For real.
Right. Yeah.
I'm trying to be more positive and take things less seriously. And I have to be 100% honest.
Yeah.
Everyone knows I hate Rob Zombie.
Right.
Which I don't. I hate his move. I don't hate his movies. I got to stop saying that.
You don't like them.
I don't like them. But after 5 minutes of watching this thing and realizing that it's not the Munsters, it's fun. That's what we're talking about, the fun factor, right?
Right.
I'm not bullshitting you. I kind of had fun watching it once I got over all the, you know, the expectations.
Right.
And are there movies I can understand where people are coming from, the way it looks? You love it. I'm assuming a lot of people hate it.
Right.
All of these things, the bad writing, the characters that aren't there, all that stuff. All that aside, just for the record, how many movies have we seen that's worse than this?
How many? Oh, me, personally? I've seen a ton.
Thousands.
Yeah.
So, it's nothing to get upset about.
Right.
I don't know. Well, do you think, here's something.
Sure.
I was talking to my brother about it. It's an interesting question. Do you think kids would like this? Like modern, like if you sat down a 7-year-old and put this on, what do you think?
Probably not. I think a lot of the stuff is too in your face for them. They might not get it, you know, in air quotes, get it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. So probably not. I think he made it for people who liked the Munsters, and most of them don't like the movie, which is fine. But the problem is, you know, like some people said it in the chat, you know, they're already hating on it without even watching it. I'm like, come on, you know, at least watch it, then fucking shit all over it all you want. And, you know, even Roger, he said, you know, he thought the Count Orlok stuff was funny.
Yeah, tell him to watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
I mean, and again, it did have a lot of hype to it. And even in the stuff I praised, you know, and sure, it's not going to live up to the hype. But I'll tell you what, I can't wait until all those people that go and watch like Halloween Ends and that movie doesn't live up to that fucking hype or fucking Scream 6 or any of that bullshit. Oh,
it will. It will.
Yeah.
It's going to. You know why? Do you know why? Halloween Ends is going to be the greatest movie ever.
Why?
Not joking. Because finally, after 40 years, we're going to get to see Michael Myers face off against Laurie Strode in an epic battle in a finale of unimaginative proportions. We're going to see a fucking two titans of horror duke it out to the end. Because think about your like five or 10 favorite horror movies of all time. How many of them have giant battles in the end with slashers? None. It's fucking retarded. You people are insane. Halloween Ends is going to be a pile of shit. He's not even Michael Myers. He's Jason Voorhees. He's a fucking... It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. All these people are like, finally, we get to see him fight. Are you insane? For real? This is what you like about horror movies?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking disgrace. Can't wait for that. Yeah, but let's shit on poor Rob Zombie's Munster thing that you got for free. It's like streaming.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to...
You feel better now?
I'm so sick of people talking about Halloween Ends.
So I
Jesus
am too, man.
Christ.
Either Halloween Ends or Scream 6. And the thing is, I appreciate the fact that people are excited for a movie. But my God, some of these people are making me not even give like less a shit because that's all it is in like my timeline.
Yeah, and, well, right. With this one, you know, I don't usually condone publicly breaking the law. But I didn't feel as bad, honestly, sincerely, because this was it's a streaming movie, right?
Yeah, it's going to be on Netflix on Tuesday.
And everyone has Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's going to see, like, if it played in the theater, I would have said absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to
watch
a pirated copy or whatever to talk about it.
And that's what Rob said, too. Rob said it was always going to be made for streaming.
Right. So
it was never going to be theatrical.
He probably got a fatter deal out of it. He's the ultimate hustler, mm-hmm. man. It's all about them Benjamins. He probably got a way fatter deal.
I told you, he grew up in the carny life. You know, who's not a bigger hustler than a carny?
Exactly. No, you know what I mean? I've always said that. I admire that about him.
Mm-hmm. So with that, we're going to give our fun factor score. Are you ready, my friend? We ended this. Oh, man. And like I was just thinking, you know, we are going to go back and give fun factor scores for like all of our previous movies. That is going to be tough. But
wait. Tell the I didn't tell you about this, but we need to tell whoever asked for Blair Witch.
Dennis? Yes.
Okay. Tell.
He hasn't said anything in a while, so he's probably drunk on the couch right now.
Well, just for the record, because we're going to wrap this up. We're going to do Blair. We're not going to do Blair Witch because no one will watch that. But we're going to do Blair Witch 2 Halloween time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do a fun factor score for the original Blair Witch also.
Yeah, specifically for Dennis.
That's great because I'm going to go back and watch them both again.
Right.
So go ahead. What are we doing now?
We're going to give our fun factor score again. As goofy and stupid as this show is, the fun factor score is legitimate. It is, you know, we take this 100% serious. We base our life upon it. The Munsters by Rob Zombie 2022 is given a fun factor score of 36. Proceed with caution.
36 out of 100.
Right.
Do you guys, I haven't been looking at the chat because I'm assuming I pissed a lot of people off. Because I'm assuming most people that hate this movie are huge Rob Zombie fans, which to me is just absolutely insane. Like, it's like that is the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
36 out of 100.
Yeah.
That's a pretty low score. And we're all about the fun, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you guys think about that? We gave it a 36, and we've been talking for an hour about how much fun it was.
Yep. I'm not going to lie, and this is no offense to a lot of the people in the chat. When people were just shitting on it that haven't seen the movie, I kind of ignored the chat. But that's just how I am.
You get my point. Yeah. We still gave it a 36.
We still gave it a 36.
We're not going to, you know, this is real. This is scientific stuff we came up with here. This is the new Rotten Tomatoes. We're the new legit Rotten Tomatoes.
That's right.
And I just want to reiterate that 36 out of 100, that's really bad.
Yeah.
But proceed with caution. Everyone watch it. Make up your own opinion. Have a good time. It's not the Munsters, but once you realize that, it's fun.
Exactly.
It's a ridiculous, ridiculous movie.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't expect anything less from Robbie Cummings.
You just had to throw that in there, didn't you?
No, that's real. That's not even a joke.
Yeah. But speaking of fun, I think we're going to have a different fun factor score big time, at least in my opinion. Next episode.
What are we doing next?
We are officially going to do the Monster Squad, which we kicked to the curb for the Munsters. Big difference in taste and opinion. I can guarantee that for sure. But again, I just think the Munsters requires a second viewing once you realize what type of film it is.
Or just a lot of people, if you haven't seen it, you can watch it the first time, just know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any kind of unrealistic expectations, you're going to hate it.
Yeah, and Ginger Ninja just said it right there in the chat. He says, weigh it up against some of the crap I've seen, a Ouija shark, and see how bad it is. You know, I fucking saw a Ouija shark. And there are some people that... There's some people that love that type bullshit. Look, they're going to shit on.
Let's be positive. Like be positive. I've already said it. I've said enough negative for both of us. And we're not supposed to say anything negative.
Okay. There are people that really, really love movies like a Ouija shark, but dislike movies.
No, don't. Like don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We don't care what other people think.
That's true. We only care about what we think.
No offense. If you happen to be listening, or I do kind of care what you think. Just not really, not especially right now. Maybe later we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
you can all tell me why Rob Zombie's a great director, and I'll never agree with you. But
okay, Jesus Christ,
we had a lot of fun. This was more fun than you expected, right?
Yeah, because you what was your text message to me? Spoilers. This is going to be our shortest review ever, and we still beat up. What is it? Black Moon Rising by at least a good 45 minutes.
Oh yeah, this. If Linda Hamilton doesn't show her tits in Black Moon Rising, and that's a false memory, I'm mixing that with Terminator, then this blows that movie out of the water.
Right.
The Munsters by Rob Zombie. And John Carpenter wrote that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Master of Horror. He wrote one of the worst movies I've ever seen, legitimately.
That movie was awful.
But all that aside, hey, before you wrap it up.
Sure.
I had fun. I'm very excited about Halloween. Mm-hmm. The whole season. Usually, you know, I'm up and down. Depends on my, you know, the year or whatever. I'm very excited this year. I think I'm going to watch all of the Hellraiser sequels. Okay. I've only seen one and two, so I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to watch all of them.
You haven't seen three? Three is so much.
Only seen one and two. So that's my big thing.
You know, you hate me when I plan ahead. Next Halloween time, Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth is coming to Two Bearded Losers.
Sure.
I'll tell you that. But in my opinion, a lot of people shit on the Hellraiser sequels. I really enjoy a lot of them. Three, in my opinion, is fun. Four, the one in space, is fucking bonkers. You'll probably dig it.
Wait, is it actually in space?
Yeah, because it takes place in like the year 2457 or some stupid bullshit. Okay. But it cuts back and forth to the past and stuff like that. And then kind of the rest of them are just movies with Pinhead in it.
Wait, no spoilers. No spoilers.
No, I'm telling you, the rest are just kind of, you know, Pinhead's thrown in so they can keep the rest. But Lance Henriksen shows up in one of them. And I'm not going to say which one.
I'm excited. You got any big plans for Halloween? That's my big plan. Well, I'm going to watch a lot of stuff, but that's the big one.
Other than just doing stuff for this show, not really. Not really. Just getting the kid ready, trying to figure out what the fuck she wants to be for Halloween. She was Wonder Woman last year, and I think she's already kind of getting out of it. She doesn't care anymore. She just wants to hang out with her friends instead. She don't give a shit about the candy.
She just went from a kid to 30, like, instantly. Or whatever, yeah, 35 when you just don't care about Halloween dressing up anymore?
Yeah, she's 10, man. These fucking hormones are fucking killing me. Trust me. With that, I want to thank everybody in the chat for showing up, all the regulars, a couple new people. You can find me, Hey Internet Eric here, Google that. Two Bearded Losers, just Google that. You know, we're going to keep this short and sweet. However, Frenzy, when you're not yelling at the rooftops about how much you enjoy Memoirs of an Invisible Man, anything we can do to promote for you?
Nope.
All right.
I'll promote when I have something. I got nothing.
Okay. Oh, also show-wise, where we only reveal it week to week, but I am very proud of what we have planned for spooky season this year. I'm very, very interested.
I'm just I'm happy to be alive and actually excited about Halloween and all this stuff. Half of them are half the stuff I have planned is really bad movies, but the other half is really good stuff. So
yeah,
let's do it. And next time, remind me on Two Bearded Losers, we got to talk about Darren Aronofsky's The Whale with Brendan Fraser.
That doesn't come out till December, though, does it?
Yeah, I know. I just thought of it, though. I want to talk about it.
I do, too.
I'm very excited. I'm just, in general, movies I'm excited about.
All right. With that, for me, for Frenzy, this is us saying the Munsters isn't that bad. Give it a chance. We'll see you in the next one.
No, it is that bad. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, it is. I see it on the phone. They can only hear me. That's great. You were worried. Oh, not really. I was surprised you didn't like Grandpa. That's what I was surprised about. But everything else I kind of expected from you. But no, you agreed with a lot of the bits, which I was surprised too, because a lot of them were lame.